Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline is Steve Ritz from Fitness First in Chaska and Excelsior. We call this segment Focus on Fitness. We do it periodically. And Steve, thanks so much for your time. And we've never had a segment quite like this where you're going to educate our listeners on how they can stay fit, even though most of the time they're on lockdown mode. How you doing?
I'm doing well, considering. Thanks for reaching out to me. And I'm happy to be with you and your listeners based on the situation we have at hand.
Yeah, and, you know, let's start with the shelter in place. You know, Governor Walz and the leaders of the state of Minnesota have said you can go outside, you can get on a trail, you can run, you can bike, you just have to have distance between you and whoever you're with. So that's good. And as you know, Steve, even though we have some rain today, spring is here in Minnesota. The thermometer, the temps are slowly rising. So you can get outside. Let's start with the outdoor options: jogging, walking, biking, hiking, tennis, rollerblading, etc. What do you advise for people on all this, and how do you ease into it after a long winter?
Well, as you stated, weather's in our favor, so that's a good thing. Let's play that to our advantage. And let's break it down to the basics. It's simple, but it's not easy because we have to make adjustments based on not having access to our favorite gym, fitness center at work, or exercise class. But now is when it's even more important to stay committed and be creative. And as far as the exercise goes, it's even more important now because most of us will wake up feeling refreshed, but then you get just mentally exhausted and depleted by listening to the news. We have to stay informed, but it can drain you. And the big thing is the uncertainty of it all, not knowing, is there going to be a shelter in place? Is the stimulus check coming? What's the amount? When's it going to come? So that's why we really have to focus on the basics, the exercise, the nutrition, the sleep, and some form of mental refresh cleanse. It could be prayer, meditation. So back to the exercising outside, because weather's in our favor. Get to your favorite activity. It's running, rollerblading. Now the lakes are starting to open. You might be able to kayak, canoe, but just practice that social distancing. And if you want to mix it up because you're getting bored and stale and you don't have your exercise class, I encourage people to do the interval training. And really what that is you apply a stimulant to the system and the components within the system, your heart, lungs, and vascular system, and then give it a chance to recover and then do it again. So you could go to a field, you can run along the warning track, so go from one foul pole along the warning track to the other. Maybe it takes you 45 seconds. And if you're fairly fit, give yourself 2-1. So that would be you get 45 seconds, you get over there, give yourself a minute and a half, and then go on the next one. So it's really about shock recovery. You can do that with biking. You can mix it up with hills. I practiced social distancing this morning, but I went with a friend. We stayed apart, and we did interval training through this residential area. So we went from the base of this hill to the top, gave ourselves 2-1. If it takes a little more, give yourself 3-1, 4-1. So mix it up. Be committed. Be creative. That's what I'd recommend with whether it's biking, running, rollerblading, all those sorts of things to keep it fresh for yourself. as far as strength training goes, disconnect from the fact that you don't have access to your favorite resistance, whether it's barbells, machines, whatever, and don't get caught up in the repetitions, but work on using body weight activities. That's the form of resistance, your body, and then use the laws of the universe, gravity, and accentuate the rate in which we move. So body weight squat, for example. Get in a nice balanced position, look at your knees, and then go down maybe for a 30-second cadence. Elongate the rate in which you take to lower yourself. That's the way you'll overload your glutes, your quads, your hamstrings. Pause maybe for 10 seconds and then raise yourself for 30. You won't have to do as many. If you're doing ab work, don't get caught up in doing 300. Break it down. Do 30 that are really textbook perfect, nice and slow and controlled, and you'll mix things up. You'll be able to address the strength training and the interval training. Nutrition, get back to the food groups. It's imperative that we eat well during this stressful, difficult time. Sleep, stay on your schedule, stay structured. And then I talked about that prayer, mental refresher cleanse. I think if you exercise, nutrition, sleep, and do that mental prayer meditation to refresh, cleanse, I think we can get through a tremendous amount, and we have tough times in front of us.
Yeah. Steve Ritz, our guest. We call this segment Focus on Fitness. We do it periodically here on News Talk 830 WCCO. He's with Fitness First in Chaska and Excelsior. And you and I have talked in the past, Steve, about the triangle, and you just laid it out, exercise, nutrition, and rest. So you have to adhere to that. And even though these are difficult times, I don't have any excuses. You can find time to get out, even to walk, but thing to get you, you know, out of the house or in the office, you know, outside and moving, because you don't want to be more sedentary in this pandemic, because that could have, you know, other negative repercussions. And you talked about stuff you can do inside. You know, you and I both remember Herschel Walker, who played for the Minnesota Vikings and was legendary because he did 1,000 sit-ups and 1,000 push-ups a day, and he never went into a weight room in his life, and he was cut up like Mr. Universe. Well, I think we're at that point, Steve. I mean, mix in the push-ups, mix in the crunches, as you said. And I even started doing band training this week, where you get the band and you try to simulate some weight exercises. So you have to get creative, don't you?
Yes, be committed to the cause. Prioritize your strength training, your cardio, like you said, bands, lunges. You have stairs in your house or apartment. Push-ups. If you feel like, geez, I have to do way too many, I get bored with it. That's where I say slow it down. It's not the quantity, it's the quality of the movement. Minimize momentum. Maximize tension when you do the push-ups. The ab work we talked about. There's all sorts of things, but it's going to cause us or require us to stay committed, but then also be creative, and we can get through this. It's going to be a short-term deal. We have faith in that. Fill your mind with faith instead of fears. Kind of push that uncertainty aside and stay focused on the basics, and I think we'll be able to get through this a tough global situation.
What about hydration? I mean, we harp on that a lot, even in good times, you know, drink a lot of water. But I think hydration is something that you need to be practicing maybe more than ever, because a lot of folks are on lockdown mode. They're inside a little more than they'd like to be. Keep drinking that water, right?
Hello?
Hydration, Steve?
Oh, yeah.
Drink water?
Yeah, for a bit. Yes. Hydration. It's important that the primary factor for the onset of fatigue is dehydration. So water is the basic, and it always will be, always has been. So push the water, and the best barometer is the color of your urine. Try to stay away from some of the other diuretic-type liquids, alcohol, caffeine-based fluids. And then the food groups. Make sure you have good lean meat, bread and cereal, fruits, vegetables, water, lean or low-fat dairy products. Get back to what we learned in first, second grade, the food groups. And then we talked about the sleep, having a schedule be structured on that.
Anything else people should know? I know that some gyms, Steve, are offering computer classes that are available online where you can maybe do a cycle class or a spin class, as some of them call it. Those are available too, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And I think those are the two things that are in our favor. One is Mother Nature's cooperating, but after this rain, we based on the forecast, should be able to get outside and have access to the great outdoors and our favorite trail or field and what have you. And then the technological component in our world the way we know it, and the virtual classes and those sorts of things to adapt and overcome. You know, the tough times don't last. Tough people do. We'll get through this. It's a global epidemic or pandemic, and come back to the basics and address the physical, mental, emotional, and the spiritual domain. So get that mental health and refresh and cleanse and try to have positive mental attitude about it all.
Yeah, and I think as most people know who live in Minnesota, when you get into spring, you've got cabin fever anyway. And now with this pandemic, it's cabin fever squared, right? So you really do have to force yourself, get outside, because the weather is breaking. And I think that's the key. You don't have to do all of this inside. You can mix and match, go indoors, outdoors, and come up with some sort of routine to get you through it.
Absolutely. And it's interesting as human beings, when you tell people they can't do something, then they're like, oh, what am I going to do? But as you stated, most people this time of year in Minnesota, Wisconsin, in the upper Midwest, when we're cooped up for 4 or 5 months because of a winter, the cold and the snow, the numbers at the standard health club drop off anyway. People are looking to get outside. So just do that more. Get out there. Embrace the outdoors. Be creative. Commit it. And find fields, trails. Again, as I said, that interval training with your cardio and then the strength training. You talked about Herschel Walker. Use the old body weight activity. If you get bored with the repetition scheme, slow it down, create tension on the tissue, walking lunges, body squats, push-ups, abs, stairs, get out, do hills, all that sort of stuff will help bridge the gap between the here and now and when you can return to your favorite gym, fitness center at work, or exercise class.
All right, cross training is good. That's what Bo Jackson told us back in the day. Steve, how can people find out about your gyms? Because eventually they will open up again.
Yes. Website is fitnessfirstmn.com. That's fitness and first is spelled out, mn.com. Or call us. We'll answer questions, help you through it. 952-448-4322. 952-448-4322. We're there to help. Physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever you might be grappling with. And as I said, we'll get this through this together.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
He's Steve Ritz from Fitness First in Chaska and Excelsior. He came to you on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. We call the segment Focus on Fitness, and we do it periodically right here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.